Israel has imposed a general closure on the West Bank and Gaza Strip and tightened security around Jewish settlements there following the death of Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. Israeli officials will allow Arafat to be buried in his battered compound in Ramallah. Prime Minister Ariel Sharon said the passing of Arafat could lead to a reopening of the Mideast peace process. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Israeli police went on high alert, fearing possible violence in the wake of Arafat's death. All leave was canceled, and hundreds of extra police were deployed around Jewish settlements. The closure of the West Bank and Gaza Strip means no Palestinians will be allowed to enter Israel. Police are especially concerned about possible violence during prayers tomorrow on the last Friday of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon said Arafat's death could be a historic turning point in the Middle East. He said Israel wants peace with the Palestinians. I hope that the new Palestinian leadership that will arise will understand that progress in the peace process depends on their stopping terrorism, Sharon said. For many Israelis, Yasser Arafat was a terrorist. Zalman Shoval, an advisor to Sharon, said Arafat is responsible for the spread of global terrorism.
Arafat was the person who made terror against innocent people his main political weapon many years before Osama bin Laden. He is directly and indirectly responsible for the death of thousands of innocent people, Israelis and Palestinians.
Cabinet Minister Yosef Lapid told Israel Radio that he has strong negative feelings about Yasser Arafat.
I didn't hate him personally, but I hated him with a deep hatred as the person who introduced terror as a strategic weapon. I hated him for the deaths of thousands of Israelis. I hated him for not allowing the peace process to move forward.
Other Israelis said they had mixed feelings. Former Cabinet Minister Yossi Beilon, who was involved in negotiating the Oslo Peace Accord, said Arafat did use violence as a political tool. At the same time, he said the Palestinian leader had made an important contribution to the peace process.
Arafat broke many taboos. He is leaving an important legacy for his successors, speaking about recognition of Israel, readiness to have a Palestinian state on the basis of the borders of 67, recognizing the Israeli neighborhoods in East Jerusalem, and many other things which were very important.
One of the first tests of the new Palestinian leadership will come if Sharon is able to go ahead with his plan for an Israeli pullback from Gaza beginning next spring. Hardliners in Israel repeated their demand that Sharon halt the plan in the wake of Arafat's death. But some Israeli officials say if the pullback is coordinated with the Palestinians and there is no violence, it could lead to a resumption of negotiations. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.